讲站在破口中这个主题。
This prayer session will continue with the topic standing in the breaches.
到底我们的信仰当中有什么破口？
So in our faith, the journey of faith, what are our breaches?
我们看主耶稣怎么讲。
Let's see what Jesus says.
我们看路加福音二十三章。
Let's all turn to Luke, Book of Luke, chapter 23.
二十七节。
Verse 27.
路加福音二十三章二十七节。
Luke, chapter 23, verse 27.
起读。
Let's all read together.
路加福音没有转过去，我刚一转过去。路加福音二十三章二十七节。
Luke chapter 23 verse 27. Let's all read together.
一二三，有许多百姓跟随耶稣，内中有好些妇女，妇女们为他嚎啕痛哭。二十八节。
Verse 28.
耶稣转身对他们说：“耶路撒冷的女子，不要为我哭，要为自己和自己的儿女哭。”啊，这里主耶稣基督在钉十字架。
Here's Jesus was about to be nailed on the cross.
很多人为主耶稣哭啊。
Many cried for him.
那到底他们为什么这样子哭呢
？So why did they cry like that？
他们看到耶稣全身的伤痕又流血，都在痛，所以他们为主耶稣哭。
They saw Jesus was bleeding and was hurt, so they were crying for him.
但是主耶稣说，基本上你不太需要为我哭。
But Jesus said, you don't really need to cry for me.
比如说，我们在领圣餐的时候，很多弟兄姐妹都会被主耶稣的爱所感动。
For example, when we are partaking the bread, many will cry for the Lord.
觉得主耶稣很可怜啊，不钉十字架。
We feel pitiful for Jesus that he was.
主耶稣说你不需要为我哭啊。
Nailed on the cross, but Jesus said you don't need to cry for me.
为什么不用为主耶稣哭
？Why not？
因为主耶稣很快就要复活啊。
But because Jesus was about to resurrect soon.
他胜过死亡。
He won over death.
他的死其实是为我们全人类得救必须要经历过的一个过程。
Death was only a part of the salvation.
所以不需要为这个事情哭。
So we don't need to cry for God.
但是主耶稣说，你要为你自己还有自己的儿女来哭。
Jesus said you need to weep for yourselves and for your children.
这句话值得我们思考。
This is something we should think about.
我们今天有谁会为自己哭
？Who would cry for us these days?
为自己的信仰的软弱来哭。
To cry for the weakness of our faith.
为自己远离神这个事情来哭。
Cry for being too far away from God.
今天更少人为自己的儿女哭。
Even less people nowadays would cry for their children.
当然，如果你儿女遇到很大的困难、生病，你可能很担心。
Of course, if your children are going through great tribulation, we cry for them.
但是有谁为儿女的信仰而哭呢
？But who would cry for the faith of their children?
所以这里说另外一个破口，其实就是我们的儿女。
So this is one of the breaches, our children.
如果有结婚有生孩子的话
，If you're married and you have kids，
我们都会想说怎么培养他以后做一个成功的人。
We would think how to raise them so they can become successful in the future.
但是往往我们忘记一个事实。
But oftentimes we forget a fact.
主耶稣为什么把儿女赐给我们
？Why did God give us children？
不是让我们把他培养成为在世上的标准里面一个很成功的人。
It's not for us to bring them so they become successful in the world.
最重要，主耶稣希望我们把他们培养成一个敬畏神的人。
But God wants us to raise them so they become God-fearing.
有信仰的人。
Someone with faith.
那个长大可以被神用的人。
Once they grow up, they can be used by God.
他如果在世界成功，当然我们也很感谢主。
Of course, we also thank God if they're successful in the world.
但是这个是世界的标准。
But this is according to the standard of the world.
在神眼中的成功就是要保守信仰。
In God's eyes, it is to keep the faith.
你这一点没有做到，你世界再成功也在神眼中也没有什么意义。
If you do not fulfill this, then it's pointless that you are successful in the world.
所以主耶稣说啊，你要为你自己的儿女哭啊。
That is why Jesus said, "Weep for your children."
原来我们的儿女是我们的破口。
So our children may be one of our breaches.
孩子长大了却离开教会。
Our children grow up but leave the church.
为什么外教会有那么多教堂在卖
？So why are there many churches selling their chapels?
因为长大就没有年轻人在教会里面了。
Because over time there are no more youth staying in the church.
小时候儿童诗班的时候很多人。
When the kids were young, there are a lot of people in the children choir.
宗教教育系统里面也有很多学生。
And many kids in the religious education system.
因为他们是必须要来的，小时候没有选择。
Because the children have to come.
但是等到他们高中了，或者是进大学了，他们可以选择不来了。
But once they're in high school and college, they can choose not to come.
啊，你拉也拉不动了。
It doesn't matter how you force them.
你威胁他也没有用啊。
You threaten them.
因为他是一个自由意志的人，他长得比你高。
Because they have free will and they're taller than you.
哇，那个时候他还会不会来？
At that time, are they really going to come?
啊，这个是另外一回事啊。
So this is something for us to think about.
所以有时候我们会看到有一些年轻人会离开教会。
So we see there are youths leaving church.
其实我们不要怪年轻人。
We don't need to blame them.
我们要做家长的，现在就要思想。
As parents, we need to think about this.
我们在自己的信仰是不是出了破口了？
Is there a breach in our faith?
因为这里说自，你要先为自己哭啊。
Here says to weep for yourself.
你在为你的儿女哭啊。
Then weep for your children.
如果你自己的信仰早就有破口了。
If you have a breach in your faith already,
那自然会直接影响你的儿女。
Then of course that would directly impact your children.
当然我们要先讲，不是说每一个信仰很好的父母都一定是孩儿女信仰都很好。
But of course, not all the parents with great faith will have children with great faith.
有时候父母就已经很尽力了。
Sometimes the parents try their best.
父母也做得非常好啊。
And they're doing their best.
但是孩子还是选择离开神。
But their children still choose to leave God.
那么我们没有办法，我们只能为他们祷告，希望他们以后是浪子回头。
Then there's nothing we can do. We can only pray for them to return one day.
我们有看到教会有一些父母就是信仰很不好的，或是很普通的。
We see some parents at church that have little faith.
但是孩子很热心。
But their children are fervent.
那两个是特例。
That's special case.
我们不讲那些。
We're not going to talk about.
但是我们从圣经里要看，你要父母你自己先把破口补好。
But from the Bible, we know we need to repair the breach ourselves first.
免得你的破口成为你儿女离开神的借口。
Or else the breach may become the excuse that your children leave church.
这个很重要啊！你儿女是不是因为你而长大离开神
？Your children will leave the church because of you.
那我们昨天讲了很多有关于信仰的外表化。
And yesterday we talked about a lot of
the faith becomes superficial.
When your faith becomes superficial.
孩子在家里看到的父母跟在教会看到的父母长得不一样。
The parents children see at home are different than what they see at church.
哇，在教会很热心，做很多圣工。
A church they see their parents are doing work for God and very zealous.
在家里不祷告呢，不读经呢。
But at home they don't read the Bible, they don't pray.
啊，在家里对人家很客气，在教会对人家很客气。
They're very polite, at church.
结果在家里对妈妈怎么讲话那么大声
？But at home they're talking to their own parents very loudly.
或者是哇，妈妈在教会里面很有爱心。
Or my mom is very fervent.
照顾很多人。
Very loving, taking care of a lot of people.
怎么在家里那么凶啊
？But at home she's so mean to me.
这个长得跟教会的时候不一样耶。
My mom looks different.
他们就有一种疑惑，到底这个信仰是一个什么回事？是不是都是大家都去演的？
So this is becomes a confusion. Is this purely acts?
是不是一个 drama society? 是不是一个戏剧社
？Is this a life full of just drama acting?
大家礼拜六就带出一副教会的样。
Everyone brings their church mask on Sabbath day.
回到家，这真我表现真我的时候。
Once they get home, they act out their real selves.
那孩子长大就觉得说，那不用演了、啊，不用演了、啊。
Then once the children grow up, they will think there's no need.
当然，我们的信仰不是这样啊。主耶稣要我们生命的改变啊。
Of course,
布道会也讲，平常也讲啊。
Of course, what God wants is nothing like this. It's your true self.
但是如果父母在家里拿不出那个生命的改变出来
，But if the parents are unable to show the change because of faith,
孩子对信仰会有一个没有办法解答的疑惑
，Then the kids will have.Unsolved question.
所以我们父母自己要先堵好自己的破口。
So this is why the parent, as parents, we need to repair our own breach.
以赛亚书里面有讲到有关于这个破口是什么。
And in the book of Isaiah, it talks about this breach.
父母自己的破口是什么？
The breach of the parents.
很有可能是父母自己对安息圣日的态度。
The parents' attitude toward Sabbath may be a breach.
这个是神直接在以赛亚书里面透过先知指出来的。
And this was mentioned by prophet Isaiah.
我们看以赛亚三五十八章。
Let's all turn to Book of Isaiah, chapter 58.
以赛亚五十八章十三节。
Isaiah 58, verse 13.
我们一起读。
Let's all read it together.
十三节。
58, verse 13.
一起大声读啊。
Let's read it loudly.
一二三。你若在安息日调转你的脚步，在我圣日不以操作为喜乐，称安息日为可喜乐的，称主的圣日为可尊重的，而且尊敬这日，不办自己的私事，不办这随自己的私意，必不说自己的私话。这是神啊，十四节。
Verse 14。
你就以神为乐，神要使你成就他的高处，要以你主雅各的产业养育你，这是主亲口说的。这就是真正守安息日的心态跟行为。
So this is the true attitude and act of keeping the Sabbath.
神对守安息日是一个很高的标准的。
God has a high standard for keeping the Sabbath.
因为安息日是属于神的。
Because the Sabbath belongs to God.
平常我们活在世界。
When we are living in this world,
但是第七天，神要把这一天用来他的百姓，用来跟他交灵交，还有亲近他。
The seventh day is for us to keep close to God.
啊，这里告诉我们要怎么样守安息日。
Here tells us how to keep the Sabbath.
那如果没有做到以上所讲的
，If we're unable to keep that,
会直接影响我们孩子的信心。
It would directly impact the faith of our children.
我们那个孩子很多差单纯啊，就是我们真教会在很落后的地区所拍的一个照片。
So you can see how innocent the children are.
就好像我们这早上的孩子在这边唱诗一样。
Just like the children choir that we're singing here this morning.
他们基本上就是一张白纸。
They are like a white slate.
啊，他们不一定要听你讲，但是他们会看你做的。
They don't need to listen to you, but they will watch you.
他会用眼睛看。
They will watch with their own eyes.
那小时候他们来教会只是来玩而已啊。
Of course, when they're young, they're here to play.
我们也会给他去宗教教育的教室去上课。
And we'll let them go to religious education classes.
其实老实说啊，那些课程啊，那个影响力很有限。
Honestly, the impact of those classes are limited.
为什么呢
？Why?
一个礼拜才五十分钟。
Because it's only 50 minutes a week.
真正讲故事的时候，可能还才半个钟。
And the story time is only maybe 30 minutes.
但是平常在家里的时间加起来有多少？
But how much time do they have at home?
那最主要，他看父母对神的态度。
And most importantly, it's the attitude of the parents toward God.
神是看不见，但你怎么样表现你对神的态度呢
？God is invisible, but you as the parents, how are you acting out?
就是他看你怎么样来看安息日。
They see how you treat the Sabbath.
那今天呢，我们守安息日呢，有一个破口。
Today when we keep the Sabbath, there's a breach.
我们对守安息日没有那么看重。
We don't value keeping the Sabbath.
我们有来守。
We come.
但是很多时候不是守全安息日。
But we don't keep the full Sabbath.
有时候全安息日，礼拜五晚上太阳下山就开始了。
So the true Sabbath starts Friday evening.
我们是不是礼拜五就带着全家来守安息日
？Do we bring our family to keep the Sabbath?
礼拜六早上又是安息日。
And the next day, Saturday morning.
但是我们看到有很多家长，有一些了，我不晓得美国这边的情况。我们那个国家也有不少的家长。
And we see parents from over the world.
他们礼拜六早上没有把小孩子带到神的面前。
They don't bring their children on Saturday morning.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为有学东西啊。
Because they have academics.
有时候补习。
Sometimes they have to go to tutoring.
有时候去学中文学校。
They have to go to Chinese class.
有时候是学溜冰
，you have to go to skating class
啊，童子军
，boy scouts，
学钢琴
，piano。
因为礼拜六是最好用的，是给孩子培养的，就是外邦人、外面的人做的事情。
So this is what Gentiles do as well。
那很容易，我们的家长有时候就会把安息的半天给孩子去外面的世界的培养。
Then very easily our parents and at church would bring their children to the world.
好了，那早上学完了。
So after morning is done.
啊，来守安息日了，下午拉过来了。
Let's come keep the Sabbath and they bring their kids in the afternoon.
孩子被你五七八点就搞醒了，都还没有睡醒，要去学这个学那个。
The children woke up around 7 or 8 in the morning.
搞了一半，他的那个油缸啊，他的那个电池已经剩三分之一格了。
Battery or physical abilities have already drained out.
好了，要把它拉来了。结果刚好呢。 来了，直接送到奥义class。
They go directly to religious education classes.
因为我们现在的宗教教育是礼拜六下午啊，大部分是啊。
Most of our religious education classes are in the afternoon.
我们小时候的时候，台湾也一开始也没有礼拜六下午，都是礼拜天宗教教育，因为礼拜天礼拜六是、啊、全部坐在会堂，全家听道理，守安息日。
And when we were young, maybe in Taiwan too, usually our RE classes are on Sundays, not Saturday.
我们小时候在香港也是星期天去宗教教育的。
Saturdays kept for Sabbath should be, they would sit in the chapel listening to sermon.
没有礼拜六的。
There's no Saturday for
our classes. 但是后来大家觉得，哎呀，礼拜六要再来一次啊，好麻烦了、啊。哎，一次过全部礼拜六塞起来。
Later,
礼拜六就不用，礼拜天就不用再来了。
Later on, people thought, "Oh, it's too troublesome to come again on Sunday." So we made, people made it all on Saturday.
啊，有一个教会开始懒哦，其他教会就跟着改了。
So once a church changed it, all the rest changed as well.
一个国家改了，其他国家也跟着改了。
So once a country changed it, the rest of the countries changed.
好了，那没办法，礼拜六，那你至少礼拜天六早上要把孩子送过来啊。
So at least you should bring your kids to church Saturday morning.
早上没有来。
You don't come in the morning.
下午学完什么累得半死了，直接送到宗教教育教室。
You're already exhausted in the afternoon, and then they go to RE classes.
他根本没有坐在这个会堂里面敬拜神。
They haven't been in the chapel worshiping the Lord.
没有参加崇拜聚会。
There's no worshiping.
直接就去上儿童班。
Just directly to RE classes.
我们结束了，孩子也结束了，好了，回家了。
So when
等一下要去哪里买菜
？Service is over. Classes are over. So where are we going to go grocery shopping next?
对他们来说，来教会就好像中文学校一样。
So coming to church becomes like a Chinese class.
来 show up 一下，参加宗教教育。
You just show up for a minute and then for RE classes.
那宗教教育毕业了，我的信仰也毕业了。
And once you graduate from RE classes, your faith has graduated.
那就不用再来了。
You don't need to come anymore.
啊，我们父母都觉得说，哇，我有尽本分哦，我要给他培养。为什么他进大学了就不来教会
？And then the parents wonder, oh, I did my part. How come they don't come to church anymore?
这好像刚刚周传道勉励我们，为什么罗德会贪爱世界
？Just like how preacher Chow encourages, why would Lot love the world?
因为信仰根基很肤浅啊。
Because the foundation of the faith is shallow.
很表面啊。
Very superficial.
你不能怪孩子啊。
You cannot blame the kids.
谁告诉他说安息日啊排在学校那些其他的活动的后面的
？Who told them to arrange morning church services after their classes?
谁告诉他们这个观念的
？Who taught them this concept?
是你告诉他的。
You taught them.
先去那些活动，剩下的时间体力来教会应付一下。
You taught them to prioritize whatever classes first and then church service.
为什么会这样子呢
？So why is it like that?
因为我们没有尊重神啊。
Because we don't respect God.
我们很怕孩子输给别人。
We're afraid our kids would lose to someone else.
有没有听过一个广告的台词
？Have you heard of a slogan from an advertisement?
不要让孩子输在起跑点。
Don't let your kids lose in the beginning.
不要被骗了，这个不是圣经的观念。
Don't be deceived. This is not the concept of the Bible.
这个好像是卖奶粉的广告的台词。
This is something from formula, baby formula slogan in China.
你买贵一点的奶粉，你不买贵一点的，你就输在起跑点。
You need to buy the expensive formula, or else you will lose.
你用最贵的尿布，不然的话，它大便在里面的话，它就输在起跑点。
You need to buy the most expensive diaper, or else once he,
then
he loses.
这个就骗人的嘛。
So this is all deceiving.
人的一生很长啊。
Person's lifetime is very long.
你起跑点跑得快，但是你没有到终点啊，什么用
？If you win in the beginning, so what? You haven't finished.
我们重点不是跟人家比拼那个起跑点。
We are not trying to compete for the beginning.
人补习这个三样，你也去学三样；人四样，你也学四样。
So other people are getting three classes, you should get three classes.
把孩子累死了。
Four classes, you are exhausting your kids.
我们就是亚洲家长哦，我们就是
Asian parents.
有时候教会里面会比来比去。哇，你孩子学这个，那我也要学。
With each other.
哇，你三样，我四样。
You have three, I have four.
你这个学校，我也要跟你一样。
You go to this school, I want my kids to go to that school.
比什么？
What are you comparing to?
顾好自己的信仰，把自己的孩子，把神最重要这个观念从小要放他的心里。
You should take care of your children's faith.
这个是很重要。
This is very important.
因为这个是代表我们尊重神啊。
Because this shows that we respect God.、哦、
我们看这个以撒母耳记上的第二章。
Let's all turn to 1 Samuel chapter 2.
撒母耳记上第二章。
1 Samuel chapter 2.
29节。
Verse 29.
我们一起读。
Let's all read it together.
二章二十九节。
Chapter 2, verse 29.
撒母耳记上二章二十九节。
First Samuel 2:29.
一二三，我所吩咐，现在我居所的祭物，你们为何践踏？尊重你的儿子，过于尊重我，像我民以色列所献美好的祭物，肥己呢？这个是神对以利两啊家里的非常严重的指控。
This is what God told Prophet Eli.
以利这个好的，他是个忠心的先知，但是他两个孩子不是。
Eli was a good priest, but not his two children.
啊，以利两个孩子很坏。
His two children were bad.
把神的神圣的物践踏在地上。
They were
trample
over God's sacrifices. 啊，
用来吃用肥己。
They would eat them themselves.
这神的物啊，这个要自己用来自己享用。
The sacrifices belong to God, but they ate it themselves.
还有呢，尊重孩子，孩子做错了不敢骂孩子。
They respect their kids. The kids did wrong, but you don't discipline them.
他小时候就不骂他了，长大没得骂了。
If you don't discipline them when they're young, then there's no way you can discipline them.
你小时候不管他，十二岁以前你不管他，不规范他，不强迫他。
If you don't force your children before they're 12, you don't discipline them.
你长大是不可能管掉了他的。
Once they're grown, there's no way you can discipline them.
比如说安息生日。
For example, the Sabbath.
我们不是说很注重这个形式而已。
We're not only emphasizing on the formality.
其实这个是神的诫命，我们用最好的心去遵守安息生日。
This is the commandment of the Lord, so we need to keep it.
但是你有没有不尊重神？你有没有不尊重神？
But did you not obey the Lord?
以利不尊重神。
Eli did not obey the Lord.
因为他孩子做错了，他不改他。
Because his children did something wrong, but he didn't discipline them.
他们把神的圣物践踏了。
They trampled God's sacrifices.
那今天神的圣物是什么？
So what are the sacrifices of God today?
安息生日啊。
The Sabbath.
一个礼拜才一天，才几个钟头。
It's only once a week and only for a few hours.
我们都安排这个安排那个给他们去用。
And we will arrange extracurricular for them.
可能是补习 academic.
Maybe academics.
或者是哦，很怕他以后报什么学校报不上，所以给他很多课外活动。
Or just you know, any activities.
或者是那朋友的 birthday party 生活。
Or friends' birthday parties.
生日派对。我怕哎呀，朋友邀请不好意思不去。
You don't want to decline someone's invitation.
或者是参加什么球队，礼拜六去比赛。
Or to participate some sort of ball game.
哇，你孩子进了篮球队，你很自豪。我要打这个什么州的比赛，又要去全国的比赛，要跑了，到就跑了。
So the kids will attend the sports team because they're very proud of it.
好，如果你这样做
，If you do that,
你就告诉你孩子，神不是那么重要的，这些东西比较重要。
You're telling your children God is not that important. These are more important.
那他可能以后真的变成一个很优秀的人。
Then maybe one day he will become someone who is really outstanding.
但是当他，我们要知道，越优秀的人就越忙。
But you need to know someone who is outstanding is busy.
越多不同的球队啊、学会啊、什么 club 啊，全部都要收他。
So all the clubs, all the sport teams will want to take your kids.
那个时候他就要做很多选择。
Then your children will need to make choices.
外面的人需要我，那我去，这个对我的将来有好处。
The people outside in the world need me. Let me go. This is beneficial for my future success.
因为神对他来说，父母告诉我不是那么重要。
Because the parents have told me, showed me that church is not that important.
所以我们重新思考这个问题。
So we need to reflect upon this.
当然，孩子的信仰，我们只是求神的怜悯跟保守。
For the children's faith, we can only ask for God'sguidance.
有时候我们真的很尽力了，但是他们还是迷失，我们没有办法，我们求神把他们带回来。
Sometimes we try really hard, but they still are lost. We can only pray that God will bring them back one day.
但是如果我们没有尽力
，But if we didn't try our best,
我们有那么多破口，但是去忽略它。
We have so many breaches, but we choose to ignore them.
那到最后，你真的是只有哭了。
Then we can only cry at the end.
所以我们今天要思考哦，家里 有没有这个儿女信仰的破口。
So we really need to think about, are there breaches, that the breaches are consisted of our children?
尤其是十二岁以前。
Especially when they're before 12.
我知道有一些家庭。
I know some families.
他们很看重守安息日。
They value keeping the Sabbath.
孩子的生日派对，同学的生日派对，礼拜六想都没得想。
If their classmates' birthday parties, there's no way they can go.
啊，那可不可以去？
Can I go?
不可以。
No, you can't.
啊，那我最好的朋友耶。
But that's my best friend.
不可以。
No, you can't.
想都不用想。
Don't think about it.
哇，但是坚持了几次之后呢
？But after a few times.
啊，有一个小孩子最好的朋友说：“好了，为了让你来啊，我把它改成礼拜天。”
Oh, the classmate of the child would say, "Oh, because of you, I changed it to Sunday."
你坚持，别人有时候会配合你。
When you're persistent, some people might change their way of doing things.
另外我们有一个信徒，他孩子也是很会打球。
We also have a kid from church, who's really good with balls.
进了球队了。
He's in the basketball game.
教练就喜欢他，因为他很会打。
The coach really likes him because he's really good.
礼拜六要去比赛。
They have competitions on Saturday.
去了一两次。
They go for it once, twice.
越打越好，成绩越打越好。
They keep going and they're really good.
那个父母后来想一想，不对，这样搞下去。安息日不用来了。
The parents thought about it, and this is not right because if we keep doing this, then they can't come to church.
孩子，我们是神的孩子，我们跟一般人不一样。父母这样讲。
So kids, we are God's children, so we can't do this.
神的诫命我们不能不守的。
We have to obey God's commandments.
你不能再参加这个球队。
You can no longer participate in this team.
孩子觉得很挣扎，但是孩子也理解。
The kid struggles, but he understands.
因为他知道在爸爸妈妈心中，神是没有任何东西可以取代的地位。
Because he knows in the parents, in his parents' heart, there's nothing that can replace God.
那父母真的也是很看重神，很看重信仰。
So the parents also really value and respect God.
所以孩子心服口服，好，那你叫我退，我就退。
So the kid understands and said, "Okay, I will leave the team."
没有打这种球队，但是神很祝福这个孩子。
He ends up not going to the team, but God blesses him.
很健康的长大，该读的书读好，神也祝福以后婚姻、学习各方面都非常的美满。
He grows up, he gets married, and he has a smooth life.
真的，人生不再拜之于有争取那个所谓的起跑点，不用跟人家比较。
So really, we don't need to compete for the beginning.
我们最重要的是要神带领我们每一个人可以走到人生还有信仰的终点。
We need God to take care of and guide us till the end.
这个尤其是今天这个社会，太多诱惑，太多影响。
Especially in the society today, there are too many temptations and too many contradictions.
重新思考守安息日的态度。
So we need to rethink about our attitude toward the Sabbath.
五十八章十三节有几个字我们要很重看重的。
In Isaiah chapter 58, verse 13, there are a few key words.
第一就是安息日要调转你的脚步。
The first is to turn away.
Turn away, 好像有个 U turn 这样哦，就好像你往这个方向跑了。这个有一个人说 ，Hey, hello, wait, 哎，你就马上说，哦，说过来，过来，哦，他说，好，过去。
So turn away, like someone's calling you this way, but you're going the other way.
重要的人叫你的话，你一定马上转头。
If someone important calls on your name, of course you're going to turn around.
啊，如果你在公司遇到 CEO 叫你过来。
If you meet the CEO of a company, he calls you.
你肯定马上，你手头上有什么东西，马上放下啊、哦，马上去。
Of course, you're gonna go right away, leaving whatever you're doing behind.
因为 CEO 他是掌管你在这个公司的前途生死的人啊。
Because the CEO controls your future in this company.
他叫你调转，你就调转。
If he asks you to turn away, then you turn away.
一定没有错的啦。
There's no wrong.
他要你的注意力，他要跟你讲话。
Because he wants your attention, he wants to talk to you.
今天我们呢，神叫我们过来，我们就一直往前走。
But then today, God calls on us, and then we keep going.
有时候我们来到教会，心还没有 turn away， 我们不是人又没有 turn away， 心有没有调转
？We come to church, but our heart hasn't turned.
现在有了这种手机啊，平板啊。
We have cell phones, tablets.
是好是坏也很难讲啊。
Good or bad, it's hard to say.
好的话就是有一些人说老花嘛，我圣经看不到，一定要用手机、平板把那个字放的好像那个球那么大的才看得见。
It's good in a way that if our eyes get tired, you can zoom in and you can see the words very clearly.
有人就直接在看这个了，就不翻圣经，以后大家都不会翻圣经。
And some people will look at...
你看马太福音在哪里大家都不知道。
Some people will look at the scripture on the screen, not knowing how to turn the Bible.
就好像用 GPS 用多了就
Just like the GPS, when you use it too much, you don't even know how to get to the 7-Eleven that's nearby your house.
但是有些时候，我们来到教会，心还没有回转。
So sometimes when we are here physically, but our heart has not turned.
手机还一直滑。
We're still swiping our phones.
但你可能说我在看圣经啊。
You can say, oh, I'm reading the Bible.
但是你看圣经的时候，突然间有一个 message 出来，你会不会看一下？
But when you're reading the Bible and a message pops out, would you look at it?
新闻跑出来
News,
你会不会看一下
Would you read it?
我的股票要掉了你会不会看一下
My stock has dropped, would you see it?
哇
Look at it
我们心都没有 turn away
Our heart has not turned away
有一些地方教会大家来了教会就问了 Wi-Fi 密码 Wi-Fi 密码是几号
And in some churches, some people would come and then ask, what is the Wi-Fi password?
现在去到一个新的地方第一个问就是不是水在哪里或者厕所在哪里？叫 WiFi 在哪里 ？WiFi 的号码在哪里
？The first thing we get to a new place, we don't ask, where's the restroom? Where's the water fountain? We ask, what is the password for WiFi?
去到一个教会，不是先到会堂祷告，再问 WiFi 密码在哪里
？And when you come to a church you've never been to, you don't ask to see where the chapel is to pray, but to ask for the WiFi.
有个信徒就问了，哎 ，WiFi 密码是多少啊
？So, a brother is asking, where's the WiFi pass? What's the WiFi password?
密码。你问我密码 ，God is watching you.
You ask me for the Wi-Fi password. Be careful, God is. Oh, the password is God is watching you.
哇，那个弟兄 feel offended. 现在的人都不能骂。
So the brother felt offended.
你干嘛 judge 我？你干嘛批评我？
Why are you judging me?
我问你 Wi-Fi 密码而已啊。
I'm just asking you for the Wi-Fi password.
为什么说神在看我？
Why are you telling me God is watching me?
那个本地的负责人说我没有 judge 你啊，这个密码就是 God is watching you 啊。
The poor counselor said, I'm not judging you. The password is God is watching you.
哇，很羞愧。
So he felt very ashamed.
你来教会干嘛要 Wi-Fi？
You come to church, why do you need Wi-Fi？
你来教会是跟神 connect 啊，跟神连接，为什么要上网？
You're connecting with God when you're at church. Why do you need Wi-Fi password?
主耶稣要不用网络才可以跟他讲话。
You don't need Wi-Fi to talk to Jesus.
你用心，你用安静的心、纯洁的心，就可以跟他连上线。
You use your heart, pure heart, to connect to the Lord.
教会的 Wi-Fi 是给负责人在工作的时候有关圣工有关的时候用，不是给你用的。
The Wi-Fi is for holy workers to use while they're on their tasks.
但是现在大家都有 data 了 ，WiFi 都不用问了。
But now everyone has data on their cell phone, so they don't need to ask for WiFi passwords.
关起来吧。
Turn it off.
让心回转归向神吧。
You need to turn away, calm your heart.
一来到教会，好好在会堂先安静祷告。
When you're in the chapel, you should pray, have a calm heart.
在生日不以操作为喜乐。Do not delight in labor.
You do not delight in yourself.
不以工作，不以做事情为喜乐啊！
Not for in your own ways labor.
这个很重要。
This is very important.
做世俗的事情。
When you're doing your things in the world.
你可能觉得很喜乐。
You may feel very happy.
赚钱啊，去读书啊，去活动啊，打球啊。
I'm working. I'm having this activity. I'm having my pleasures.
你可能会得到某些的满足感。
You may have your own satisfaction at a certain point.
但是安息日的满足感要从跟神灵交里面得来。
But the satisfaction that you get from keeping the Sabbath has to do with connecting with God.
像你今天坐在这里，会觉得很喜乐还是很痛苦
？Like when you're sitting here today, do you feel painful or you feel happy?
如果你有跟神连上的话，
if you have connected with the Lord, you wouldn't want to go home.
哇，虽然身体很累，但是很喜乐。
Even though it is tiring at times, but you feel joyful.
我看到史瑞托教会有一些长辈啊，七八十岁。但是从昨天开始一整天，今天也是一整天，我都非常的佩服。
I see some elderlies at this church, been here since 7-8 yesterday, and then still a long day today.
他们真的是以神为乐，就是以亲近神为乐。
They find joy in the Lord.
哇，这个就是跟神连接。
And this is connecting with God.
还有不办自己的事事。
You don't do your own work.
不随自己的私意。
You don't go according to your own pleasures.
甚至不说自己的私话。
Even not speaking your own words.
我们在灵恩会在安息日讨论的就是跟信仰跟神有关系的。
At evangelical services and Sabbath, we should talk about the Lord.
分享我们信仰的挣扎或者是体验。
We share the struggles and experiences of in the faith.
见证。
Testimonies.
我们不讲人家的是非啊。
We don't talk about other people's gossips or rumors.
也不讲世上的一些政治啦或者赚钱的事情。
And we don't talk about politics or how to make more money.
我们是讲神的。
We're talking about God.
所以当我们有这种态度的时候
So when we have this kind of attitude,
从小孩子看到我们这样的话
Our children see us.
他们一定是觉得神是会让我父母很快乐以后也一定会让我很喜乐。
They see that God makes my parents happy and he will make me joyful.
神是最重要的。
So God is the most important.
我们有没有堵住这个破口
Have we repaired this breach?
最好安息生日啊，全家坐在一起，父母跟孩子小的时候把他坐在一起。
So it is the best that the whole family sits together and have service in the chapel.
他们坐在一起是最好的。
So sitting together is the best.
你可以看到小朋友在你旁边有没有在听，有没有在做什么。
You can see if your own kids are focusing on God.
这个就是全家在一起崇拜。
And this is worshiping as a family.
我们试试看，下个礼拜开始。
So let's try it starting next week.
全家。
Your whole family.
有一堂是坐在会堂一起来敬拜的。
There's one session you're sitting together as a family worshiping the Lord.
整个教会如果有一堂是大家可以坐在一起坐在会堂听一个安息的信息。
So as a whole church, if there is one session where everyone can sit with their family and worship the Lord together.
除了煮饭的人在外面忙之外，其他都在会堂里面。
Other than the cooking team, everyone is in the chapel.
一个礼拜一堂的这种安息的信息。
Just once a week for the Sabbath.
一定会把我们的信仰重新，让我们重新的归向神。
And we will for sure, turn back to the Lord.